Blog Talk Radio.
What were the odds you would even be you? With your uniquely you sneeze and your uniquely you health needs. 1 in 400 trillion. Roughly. That's why Walgreens created something new with personalized real-time health alerts, cash rewards on everything, and pickup in as little as 30 minutes. Introducing My Walgreens, a whole new way to wellness.
Hey, huddle up, huddle up. It is I, your sports procrastinator, Coach D. Gibb, coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. It is the Huddle Sports Nation. Y'all know the routine. If you guys want to join in and talk, it is 516-453-9133. Press #1 and you're in the queue. Oh, man, interesting week out there in the sports world. Got a big upcoming week, this week, NFL draft. NFL draft. And I, Liberty, have my mock draft for the first round. And, you know, I'll get into the list later. It said the NFL's coming up. And, it's big, big for a lot of different teams, a lot of different reasons and a lot of different situations. Franchises is dependent on this draft for certain teams. Unlike us, not us. We're just looking to fill a couple holes. But other teams, they goof this draft. They goof for 3 to 4 to 5 years. They're going to be bad. Eagles. Raiders. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of situations that are, you know, interesting scenarios going to play out. I see a lot of willing and dealing on draft night. I see some people moving down. I don't think people's going to stay where they drafted at. And that's just where I'm at with it. So start with the number one pick in the draft. Yeah, number one pick in the draft. Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Now,
you already know who they're going to pick. You already know who they're going to pick. I don't know why you even – what's the suspense here?
No.
Yes, you do.
That apple cart might get upset. See, you don't even know where I'm going. That apple cart might get upset.
What, man?
That apple cart might get upset. Urban Meyer, man, look at this whole scenario like, yo, he outplayed that boy one-on-one. Head-to-head.
Now, you're the type of person, you already know what goes down in this society. You know what I mean? Long hair, looking like Jesus, coming out of Clemson, and that guy go too far down the road, and you already know that Urban Meyer already gave him the playbook, and he's the only person that the NFL Network or ESPN
Let's go with Trevor Lawrence at number one. Okay, let's go. I'm talking crazy, but let's go with Trevor Lawrence at number one.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
Let's go to the ground. Let's go down the first round.
Here's where the apple tree gets upset. I got the Jets taking Justin Fields.
It could happen. That really could happen. Reason why? Because the Jets are going to need a quarterback that can run for his life.
Yep.
Because playing against Buffalo in that division, they should lose every time, 27-3.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I like that. I like that pronunciation there, Coach. That's some good shit right there. I like that a lot. Yeah. I like that. You have no quarrels with me. Okay, let's go to the 49ers then.
So the 49ers. They go quarterback.
Mm-hmm. We know that, but who?
Trey Lance.
What? What'd you say?
Trey Lance. 6'4", 226.
You don't fit their system. He don't fit their system. I think that he does. He looks like John Lynch's illegitimate son. He'll be right there. If what you say, you know, we talk about how things should go, and it would be Zach Wilson going to New York, but you know, wiser minds, you know, think alike. Trey Lance would be the ultimate quarterback if he could sit behind Garoppolo for that time. You might have something there. You know, if you think about it that way, we're not going to start this young man right now. You know, would Zach Wilson be understudy? I don't think so. I think that Zach Wilson, she needs to start. But, you know, okay, Shira. Okay, I'll give you that one, Coach. All right, okay. All right. It's a flop there between 2 and 3. Okay. All right, number four, Atlanta Falcons.
Number four. Straight out of Philly. Mm-hmm. Philly. Pitt.
Okay, so he'll help. You know, I thought about that as well. So he would help your boy Matt Ryan in his golden years for that one more last hurrah of ineptitude. I mean,
right.
I'm hoping he don't go
there. Although they need a bunch of defense, I think they got enough offensive weapons. But he just can't leave. I wouldn't leave him on the board. And like you said, Matt getting long in the tooth. He needs as many weapons as he can get. Need somebody to run down that scene. All right.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Number five.
Okay.
Now be smart here.
Jamar Chase.
No.
Buffalo Bengals.
No. I go with the offensive lineman. You got to protect Joe Barrow. He's going to get killed again. I say the guy, what's the guy's name?
Penny
today,
Sewell out of Oregon.
That's who they go with.
Okay.
Yeah. That him.
All right.
Him.
I can see that. Okay. I don't have you got no argument with me. I think that they looking at AJ getting a little green, a little old. They upgrade at wide receiver. But, okay. I do see that they got to protect the kid. So.
Yeah, they got, you know, Joe Barrow is going to be dead. Okay, and there's something about going to Cincinnati if your last name is not Esiason. It's like the Boomer Esiason curse there, bro, including Carson Palmer. They get hurt or they pick Achilles Smiths. Okay? Now Joe Barrow is finding his way into that stratosphere of shoulda, woulda, coulda, got hurt. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for Joe. He was coming along, man. He really, really was, man. But, you know, you got to protect him. Now this is where it's going to get interesting. Yeah, this is where it's going to get interesting for you. Because I'm about to, you know, the number six. Yeah.
Now,
okay, what did it take?
They need another weapon, so I'll go Jamar Chase here.
And I got to agree with you there. Unless Pitts doesn't get picked up by Atlanta for some strange reason.
If Pitts don't get picked up by Atlanta.
He goes to Miami. Yeah. He's the best player in the draft, bro. He's the best player in the draft. You know, I'm talking about talent for talent, pound for pound. He's the best player in the NFL draft. You know that. You know that. Okay.
So I think.
I can agree that.
Get Chase. All right.
Okay. Wise pick.
New England Patriots.
Oh, boy. Ain't that something? How the hell did they get seven? I hate this team, man. You know what I mean? I mean, this is ridiculous, man.
They're going to goof. They're going to goof. And I know they're goofy.
No. Don't say it because you hate them. Now, come on now. Say, no, say, let, keep it real now.
No, I'm going to give an honest assessment of who they're going to get. They're going to go after Matt Jones, quarterback, Alabama.
Now, is that really a goof?
This guy think he's a quarterback. This guy down there, Belichick, fit system.
Matt Jones would fit that. Well, that's not really a goof, though. The young man is talented, and he can read defenses. So
was he a product of three first rounds on that offense? Is it Kenny or what?
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. Who had to throw to him? Listen, your boy Devontae Smith doesn't win the Heisman without somebody throwing to him.
That's true. Okay.
I mean, it's keeping it real. Now, is he a project? He's another one. Like Trey Lance said, he needs to sit behind somebody, man. And that guy there, man, with Belichick, with Josh McDaniels guiding him, yeah, it could be a problem later on down the line. So is that really a goof, Coach?
No, it's not. Okay, it won't be. I won't say goof, but okay. I'm not a goof.
In that way, we don't know. But, oh, boy, continue. Before you go to Carolina, okay, and I'm going to tell you right now, that's where I think Trey Lance is going, but, you know, it is what it is. But how did the Patriots, man, they let this team just do what they do, and it stinks, man. It stinks to holy hell. You know, I'm going on my rant. I'm going to act like Pete Patterson, you know, one of our great, great hosts. You know, I'm going to rant a little bit, you know, former host, alumni. How in the whole sugar, honey, iced tea did this team – get the seventh pick in the draft. Talk about that for a minute before we go to Carolina. How?
Well, they stink. They stink.
They ain't stink that bad. Let's get number seven. They ain't stink that bad. Well, I want you to talk about it.
Well, you know, it's the Patriots way. They are, as much as people don't want to admit it, they are the America's team. It can't stay for long.
Okay. We're not going there. Okay, number eight. Go to Carolina. We're not doing that. You gave me heartburn and gas at the same time, and I wanted to just regurgitate.
All right, number eight. I think Patrick Surtain, cornerback, Alabama.
Patrick Surtain. Now you're reaching. Why would they need a cornerback? You know, I mean, that's what I think that Trey Lance goes there. Because they need a quarterback right now.
Okay.
No, he wasn't on the board. You got him going to the 49ers.
Right.
Okay. So no right. Zach Wilson? No Zach Wilson there?
No Zach Wilson. Okay. You know what? I could give you that. I can agree that they need a quarterback.
So Zach Wilson goes to eight. That's what you're saying to me.
Zach Wilson go there.
All right. That sounds good to me. All right.
Broncos. Patrick Surtain.
Who also need a quarterback.
They do need a quarterback, too.
Right. It could be either or. You know, that could be a Trey Lance thing. That could be, you know what I mean? That depends on. It gets iffy now.
Say they draft him. They draft him, but he don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
well,
like.
It gets iffy now, Coach. Now, you know what I mean? Now, your pronunciation. Okay, we got to get off this. Let's get these quarterbacks out the way. All right, bye. Bye, boy. All right, number nine.
I still got Patrick Surtain going there.
All right. So this
Broncos
is what it is.
Broncos defense is trash.
Okay, so this is what it is. What you don't want is the Cowboys to get what they need. That's what you're saying. They're number 10.
I'll tell you who they got at 10.
Now here.
South Carolina. Josh Sehorn, Carolina. It's my pick. For the Dallas
Cowboys.
Surtain's going off that board before he gets the 10. The way it's shaping.
516-453-9133 press 1. Okay. All right. So the Cowboys get a need. And you never know that the boy Horn could be a dog. He could be a real dog.
Right,
he could be a dog.
Because I'm telling you, right. Surtain's going to be off that board before Dallas gets there.
Where is automatic charismatic when I need him? Okay, keep going.
New York Giants.
Oh, boy.
Devontae Smith.
Wow. That would make up for losing Beckham. That is if
correct.
Gettleman is smart. If Gettleman is smart,
then that's where he goes. That's where
he go,
right?
Well, that would help, I guess, a gentleman quarterback that's still young. Well, did I just say that? And Daniel Jones, I guess. I digress. Okay. Because now, first of all, Daniel Jones is not going to be proven in this league. But it will help to have Barkley and Smith to be out there. That makes them, that means you got to respect. You got a person that can go down. Devontae Smith, to me, I believe if Henry Ruggs would have stayed in school, he would have won the Heisman Trophy. Because he was much better than Devontae Smith. And you know that. You know what I mean? But he came out early and went to my squad. God bless him. Okay. All right. We go with that. I mean, that would change the Giants. That would give them two wins easily. Give them two wins easily, yes. Just with that pick is two wins. Okay, let's keep on going.
Keep on going.
And that's that next team. That next team I know you love talking about.
The Beagles are on the clock.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock. So what you want to say about them? I know how much you love them. You love them. Mm-hmm.
I love me some Beagles. Remember that Philly? All right.
You stupid.
I got Jalen Waddle.
Wow. Okay. That's something they need. Now you're talking. Okay. That means that you got the two best wide receivers going off. Well, you already had Jamar Chase is number one. He's all world. So you got the three best wide receivers going off the board right now. Right now, period. You get those three off, then it becomes, a crapshoot of ineptitude, with wide receivers, I think. There's no one else who can do it. So, okay, I like that. You know what I mean? And that would help the Eagles, because really, if you look at it from the standpoint, okay, I like that. Because look, here's the situation with that. the Eagles will have a wide receiver to me that has better all-around skills than Smith. So it's like almost like the Judy thing last year. You know what I mean? You know, but you know, he really didn't really help Denver. So hopefully Waddle could be better than Judy. You know what I'm saying? It's funny about how these Alabama wide receivers come out, man. You know, it's just amazing. They're just amazing. They're really amazing. So I don't know. I don't know. I kind of like what you just said.
I hate
okay.
them, too.
Uh-huh.
They got to get somebody out here to charge to protect somebody.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I got Rashawn Slater, offensive lineman, Northwestern.
Now, that's smart because now you got an up-and-coming – you know, wonderful quarterback there in Justin Herbert. I like that. Okay, Coach, you talk to me now. Now you're making me feel a little bit better about my life. Okay, I like that. Okay, all right. Because they're going to need protection. Because in that league, I want to tell you something, my team's getting much better in defense. And I hope you say the right thing about my team coming up in a little bit. Okay, go, continue.
All right.
What number are we on now, Coach? Is it 14?
We're on the 14th pick, first round, going to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, God. Please don't say the wrong thing.
Not to take this pick. I got Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State.
I hate you. All right. I hate you. Why? Bye, Coach. I hate you. Why?
They stink on defense.
I know they just lost Anthony. They lost Anthony, Anthony Harris to the Eagles. You know what I mean? That's what hurt them. So they're going to need him. They don't have the safety no more. The Eagles got him now. So they got to have somebody in the middle.
What about, all right. Or the edge rusher bull from Michigan.
He's nice.
Quiddy Payne.
That's him. Now you're talking. Okay, let me shut up. I'm not going to be biased. Okay, continue. You know what I mean? The Vikings, the blonde hair one. Okay, they take.
So we're gonna go Quiddy Payne here.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
We go to the Detroit Lions.
They need everything Goofball. Now. Listen, because Goofball don't have nobody to throw to now. And Detroit went down. They went down and gave the Patriots 7. I hate Detroit. That's why Detroit will never win anything. Never win anything. They stink. Go ahead. Who are the Cub Lions taking?
Parsons, like a dummy, but they need more. But they're going to take him because he's just going to be best available.
I hate Coach. All the folks out there in this world that's listening right now, all across many countries. I hate Coach.
That's former the bull. It'd be a goof for them to take somebody else besides that.
They did Detroit though? Didn't they trade down to Bubba Chuck? You know, 14.
I mean, there's no. I'm looking at this whole. There's nobody that's got a first round trade on them that can help them offensively right now.
No, they're all gone.
They're gone.
So they take Michael Parsons. Okay, go. 15. Go ahead, Coach. I hate 15. Steven Singer. I swear to God.
Okay, team pick. Oh, now we have the 16th pick. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not a sexy pick.
Well, who's picking? Who's picking? What team is picking?
Cardinals.
The who?
They pick
Elijah
Vera Tucker, offensive lineman, USC. 6'4", 3'6".
I like that. Yeah, that's when you already got enough weapons. You got enough weapons there. Yeah, I like that. And you got to protect, the diminutive one. By the name of Kyler Murray. Okay, I like that. You want to save his body. He wants to be a Joe Barrow. Okay, all right, Coach. I'm liking you now. Okay, sexy pick right there. Sexy pick.
What you said? You called me.
That's who I want. I want Micah Parsons, and I don't know if he's going to slip down to us, but he'll be a game changer for us because we haven't had that linebacker there.
Something else y'all you said y'all need. What else y'all need? And you know what y'all need.
Offensive lineman.
Christian Darrisaw, offensive lineman, Virginia Tech.
If that happens, I'll be happy. That's a smart move. That would be the classic Mayock pick, and I have no problem with that. So either or, if Carr gets hurt and we got Mariota back there, I'm fine with that, Coach. I'm fine with that. You have no problem with me with that pick. Not at all. I love it. Sexy pick. No problem. Uh-huh. No problem at all. Outstanding pronunciation, Coach. Continue.
Pick 18, Greg Newsome, the second Tennessee Titans cornerback.
They're going to need him. They just lost to Dory Jackson. So, yeah, they're going to need, you know, compensation there. They're going to need that type of player. Yeah, that's good.
This person right here, the Washington Redskins is up on the board, right?
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, what do they need? Okay.
Okay. They need a little bit of everything. But.
It'd be nice to see Mac Jones fall all the way down there. I'm just talking about competitiveness.
No, we could.
That'd be nice. That'd be real nice right there. Okay.
But the logical thinking, man, best available. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This kid is a gamer. And I wish we could have get the first round of getting.
You talking about that boy from Notre Dame?
Yes. Asua.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, you're starting your mess upon us. If the Redskins get him to add already to a person I already told you who's the truth, you know, defensive rookie of the year.
Hey, listen,
you know,
listen,
even, you know, last year you said he was too light ass. Remember you said he's lighting ass, huh, Coach?
Yeah,
okay.
He was like
okay.
that. He's
Chase
got weight for him. Okay. And got job. He's got Chase Young as an
okay.
animal, a game-changing
okay.
animal.
Uh-huh.
So you give him a player like this, this guy brings thump, and he's fast and rangy at linebacker.
Tough. I would love to have him, too, if we don't get Michael Parsons. But we do need that offensive tackle. Yeah, that you know, it is what it is. But if the Redskins get him, I'm sorry, oops, the Washington football team, if they get him, it would be something to behold. That would make their defense crazy. Definitely the best defense in all of football if they get him.
No.
That's crazy. No. You got to listen to me. It would be. Because when you have a person that's like a Lawrence Taylor type of game changer, you could put him on the line like they did Khalil.
Yeah, this kid.
That's crazy, man.
You know what it is?
That's crazy.
He only weighed 215. That's why he's slipping. They probably think he can't get off blocks, but I've seen him get off blocks.
So he would play the will. Even if he plays the weak side linebacker,
right?
He's still tough.
I've seen him get off blocks.
I remember a guy by the name of William Thomas that played for the Eagles, and he looked his body weight and all that. It reminds me of that All Pro.
He do remind me of Willie T. He remind me of Willie T. He do. He reminds me of
two-time Pro Bowler.
Kid. Now, although body looked bad against Alabama, so it ain't no shame in that game. Alabama made everybody look bad.
I don't remember Notre Dame linebacker. I don't remember a Notre Dame linebacker ever really making an input and into this league in a long time. You went to the 70s, I guess. I don't know. Do you remember?
Notre Dame linebacker. No, I don't. Not impactful. Yeah. They hang around, but not they. Like I said, if that kid when it got hurt, he would have been on his way to be a superstar.
He's
above average. Jalen Smith was above average, but he would have been a superstar had he not got hurt.
But Jalen Smith is an All-Pro with the Dallas Cowboys. So you can say what you want. Okay, next.
The Bummy Bears.
Oh, yeah, man. You mean the Gummy Bears.
The Gummy Bears picked Khalid Farley, cornerback, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, they haven't had a cornerback that's made an impact really real since Charles Tillman. So I agree with that.
Very good.
Like it.
So now we go
like
to
the. I saw already. Wait a minute now. Watch your mouth. Already a strong team to win the South.
They get stronger with Azeez Ojulari, edge rusher, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Darius Leonard and them boys, man. Yeah, man. You know, first of all, they got Carson Wentz, you know, a good running back in Marlon Mack. You still got T.Y. Hilton out there. You still got Paris Campbell. And all they needed was a quarterback that can throw down the field. And maybe got a little wiggle in his hip. If Carson Wentz has, and I know, I'm really talking right now because I'm not a Carson Wentz. We'll take our caller in a minute, but I'm not a Carson Wentz fan. But yeah, the Colts could be something to be reckoned with now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And give the Eagles that first round draft pick because remember now, Carson Wentz only got to play 70% of his snaps. When the Eagles get their pick, I don't give a damn if it's 27, it's still a number one pick. Okay, but don't forget that the Baltimore Ravens got the 32nd pick and got Lamar Jackson. Continue.
Okay, so this pick right here is going to make these guys make the playoffs.
Okay,
Miami Dolphins.
These guys, man, they already got Jamar Chase. I got Jamar Chase at number six.
Now you got Najee Harris, running back, Alabama. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Man, you're flipping on all shoulders
now
tonight.
Now they're scary. They are scary teams. Let me tell you something about Najee Harris, the best back in the world.
You know what's crazy? I got to go back to the Washington pick. Why won't they pick him?
Amen.
You know, the Redskins need that type of push. They got pretty good wide receivers. You get somebody that can catch the ball.
Like
actually
that,
can start for you.
But I kind of think they like that back they got. What's his name? They like that back.
What is his name? You got me on the brain fart right now. Goodness gracious.
Not Geist
is a bum. Yeah, we'll get back to him in a minute. But again, if you go to Najee Harris, okay, forget what it should have could have. The coach said that Miami picks up two of probably you talk about pound for pound, they might have the best. They might have the best draft in the first round. If they could pick up Jamar Chase and Najee Harris, that team is scary with Tua. So now it's like okay. What's going to be the excuse for the Samoan Wonder?
He don't got no excuses no more.
Mm-hmm.
He better learn how to read some defenses.
Mm.
But he got feet.
Mm. Najee Harris can help them. He's Matt Forte now. And he's Matt Forte with a bigger body.
230.
You know, he's a Derrick Henry type that can catch the ball downfield, even though Derrick Henry's starting to catch that ball, too. You know, Derrick Henry's all world. So, and I'm not going to let you disrespect Derrick Henry no more. Anybody here on the sports station right now, coach has been disrespectful to Derrick Henry. I don't like that.
That was 2 years ago. I'm off that now. He proved his worth.
All right, coach. We're going to take this pick, you know, the next pick in the first caller. Go ahead.
Next pick, the Bummy Jets again. They take Jaleen Phillips, edge rusher, Miami. This guy's a stud.
Yeah, he is. He helps them. And since they got Justin Fields, you know, it's not Miami's draft, but it helps. Yeah, they become somewhat almost respectable.
Let me tell you something. Watch that kid. He's going to be a stud next year. Watch him. All right? The tackle. The big boy. Quentin Williams. Watch him next
year. Yeah, if you get somebody like that, it helps. No doubt. Okay. Take our first caller. Caller, you're on the line with the Huddle Sports Nation right here at ONE.
Peace and blessings, Honeybee and Brother Derek. How are you?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What it is?
All right. I called in to give my support. And wait a minute. They got a team called Gummy Bears?
Yeah, we call the Chicago Bears Gummy Bears because they ain't tough.
Yeah. Oh, I got it now. I was like, they actually got a team called Gummy Bears?
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they are absolutely
delicious. No one takes them seriously.
Well, I got to ask y'all, Brother Derek and Brother Honeybee, where is the women's sport?
They off right now. Okay, we gonna talk WNBA. They're about to start their season in basketball. What's crazy about that is, have you noticed, Coach, that they're really not advertising or promoting women's basketball anymore?
They're about to phase it out. They're not, they don't make any money off that anyhow.
Oh, wow. Listen, because I'm listening to you all about the choices of the different teams.
They don't do that
with the women's basketball team, do they?
No, one really cares.
Wow.
That's bad, right? No one really cares. I mean, it's not profitable, and this is America, and you are and Bessie, we already know that you always fight against the system, and so does Derek in his way. It's not profitable, Sister Bessie. I mean, go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you an example of how non-profitable it is. The average NBA salary is
$4
million on average, right?
Talk about it.
Average WNBA salary is $57,000.
What?
Period. Yeah.
Oh, that's
there's no money
really
being
unfair.
Made. I mean, honestly, Bessie, they shouldn't be playing in big arenas. They should be playing in college arenas.
Correct.
Because there's no sellouts. Easily, you can have a Philadelphia team, and they can play at the Lea Chorus Center and sell it out. You know, Lea Chorus, they only sit like 39,000.
Right.
I'm sorry, 16,000. So that's fine, right?
Yeah.
But when you put them in the so-called Wells Fargo Center, there's empty seats. No one's coming to see women's basketball. But we're glad that women have an opportunity to be professionals. Because before, like people like Teresa Edwards and great players like Cheryl Miller, they never got a chance to play professional basketball, which was a travesty. So the NWBA came out and said, hey, these girls can actually come out of college. We got some legends that are going to the Basketball Hall of, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. You know, people like Diana Taurasi, Ivory Latta, including the great coach down there from Philadelphia, went to Dobbins High, Miss Dawn Staley, Coach Staley. That's right, University of South Carolina, a winner, Olympic gold medalist and all that. You know, people like, Tina Thompson and Cheryl Cooper.
Michael Jordan at the WNBA.
All right, now.
So wait and then I'm gonna leave y'all. So this even with the boxing, the women.
Well, boxing, no, hold on, Bessie.
Wait
and boxing,
hold on,
boxing,
wait a
people. No, hold on. Boxing is more profitable than basketball, and people are looking more at women's boxing. Now, go ahead, Bessie.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. Will they soon be getting equal pay in the boxing arena if they are pro?
No.
They won't?
No.
Explain,
don't
Coach.
Don't they draw? No, come on, Bessie.
Stop. Stop, Bessie. You don't.
Oh,
go ahead, Coach.
All right.
I'm just asking.
There's two variables that play with that. There are not enough elite. No disrespect to women. There are not enough elite boxers in the women's category.
That's the problem.
Right.
For them to to get a lot of quality fights. Like the girl kicked out
right
now. She has no – Clarissa Shields has no one to fight.
Or they don't want to fight her because they don't want to fight her because she'll knock them out. Now, that's why there's all this situation with a old woman by the name of Leila Ali, and you raise her kids and make sure they, you know, they get fed at night and go to college. Leila Ali is a old fighter. And I said this before when you came on this radio, and you talk about Leila Ali.
Yeah.
Leila Ali is in her 40s. Carissa Shields is 25 years old. She will dust her pocket.
She's the best. I don't even want to see it happen to Leila Ali, but if she gets in that ring with that girl, it's not going to be pretty.
Everybody's going to be crying.
I got a feeling.
Oh, my God. Leila Ali just got her ass whooped. Mm-hmm. It's going to be – the main person going to be crying is Sister Bessie.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, though. If you want to talk about money, it will draw money because of her name and Clarissa's name.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You get a nice payday. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that a lot of people will want to see that fight anyway. So
no,
I thank you, brothers.
Mm-hmm. Huh? It sure will. You're right about that.
Yes. All right,
and
brothers.
Bessie,
I thank y'all so
I'll have some female sports talk with you next week. I promise you. Okay. I'll dig it up.
Okay. Do something on kickboxing too. Okay.
Ain't no women kickboxers. Ain't no women kickboxers.
They do have women kickboxers.
Yeah, but I remember
see Sister Bessie eat pork and don't drink her tea before I even see women kickboxers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know that ain't happened. I ain't eating no pork.
And guess what? Ain't gonna be the women kickboxers we want to see either.
All right, okay. All right.
We love you.
All right, brothers. Thank you so much. I love you both.
Hold on, before Bessie goes off. Bessie, this is what I want to see.
Uh-huh.
I want to see the United States Olympic team this year in Tokyo finally beat the Jamaican women. Now, that's what I want to see.
That's what I want to see.
I'm looking forward to the gymnastic sister that just, you know, that's that she's trying to go to Tokyo because this young lady is very good.
Uh-huh.
Who are we speaking of, Simone?
I'm not sure. In fact, I saw her on the news yesterday, and this young lady is really tough. It's two of them.
I think it's someone coming up under Simone Biles that's pretty good, they say. I forgot her name, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those two young ladies, so I'm looking forward to those two.
Yeah, well, that's
going
Simone,
to Tokyo.
I like
what Bessie said. Bessie's all that. Bessie's all right with me tonight. That's the first thing she said on the sports network. That has been credible. Yes, Bessie. Yes. No kickboxing for women. I rather. You need to shut up. Okay. I don't want to see that. No one wants to see that.
You know, wait a minute.
Like,
wait a minute. I'm not going to. Then I'm going to get off the phone. But listen. You know, if the women made the choice to get in the wrong ring and do that, you know, I support them. Okay,
yeah,
you should
support
kick
them.
A man's behind. Come on now. You got some women can kick a man's behind in the kickboxing ring.
Okay. Now listen. Now you
I've
hear what
seen
she said.
Them go against a man.
Okay.
Okay.
Not no world championship man. You know, that would be murder. Bessie's getting feisty. You know what? We're going to keep Bessie on this line because Bessie's getting feisty. No, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to be part of this forum. First of all, if Scott McGregor with his evil white ass goes against any woman, he would put them in a hefty bag and say, look, when is my trash being picked up in the morning?
Well, I would like to see one of them go against the dangerous woman, the sister. I think she's from Jersey. And she's called the most dangerous woman in the world?
That's her.
All right, now.
That's her. And if she goes against John Jones, she gets her teeth knocked out.
We will keep
Bessie on. Bessie, stay here. We will go back into our draft pronunciation. Now,
all right,
brother,
going to the
coach, let's get it. Steelers. You know, you want to Pittsburgh? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, as you have seen over the last 2 years, their offensive line is porous, and Ben is getting murdered.
Okay, old anyway.
You take Trevor Jenkins out of Oklahoma State, 6'6", 320.
Yes, that's a smart move. I know a lot of Steelers fans were hoping that Najee Harris falls to them, you know, to replace Le'Veon Bell. But however, Coach, you're wonderful tonight. Miami getting Najee and Jamar Chase. I likes that. Yeah. I likes that. I likes it. I likes it.
All right. So we got the Jaguars back on the board.
Okay.
I like this kid. They need some defense. They lost. You know, they got nothing back there. So Trevor Moorhig out of TCU, 6'2", 208.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Let's go to the caller that you disrespected earlier and saying that they won't get Patrick, you know, Surtain, and they're going to go with the young brother out of Virginia Tech and all that. So, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you have the floor. How you feel?
Hello, hello.
Oh, God.
What's up? I always talk about the Cowboys.
We was only civil last week. I'm back on your butt.
Wait a minute, Automatic. Sister Bessie, who's your football team?
The Sixers.
I said football, not
even,
basketball.
Even they are basketball.
No,
I said football.
Football.
Oh, football. My team is from Florida.
Dolphins.
What city are you from, Sister Bessie?
Jacksonville.
That'll be the Jaguars.
That's my favorite team.
No, not college football, pro football. So you know the Jacksonville Jaguars play in Duval, so that'll be your team.
Jackson, okay. Good, but I do love the Gators, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right, nothing wrong with the Florida Gators. It is what it is. Kyle Pitts, go ahead. All right, Automatic Charismatic, I'm sorry. Continue your pronunciation.
Before I talk about my Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
I want to say this one thing. Look, I'm tired of people messing around with LeBron. I'm not talking
about
the basketball
players.
He's a basketball player, but I'm talking about his stance on everything. He's been getting heated. It's like the shut up and dribble. That's that concept that's been going to LeBron. I'm not a Lakers fan.
Okay.
I'm not a Lakers fan.
Okay.
But LeBron
mental
abuse. I salute him. You know, that's for LeBron. I salute you, LeBron James. I salute you for being a man and not giving a damn about what these other people think, like Fox News and all that bullshit.
Now,
as far as the Cowboys go, I am for getting a corner in the first round, only if somehow, some way, over the rainbow, that Pitt is there at 10, then I say cornerback round 2.
For ratings.
And somehow over the rainbow, you know, like the Wizard of Oz. I mean, if he's just like moving like the house and moving everywhere and people are passing on him, you know, somehow and he's there for the taking. Like,
the only
like
way y'all getting him is if y'all move up. Only way y'all gonna get him if y'all move up, and Miami's dumb. Miami's dumb. They may even let y'all do it because it's good for the league. It's good for the league for y'all to get him.
I didn't say that another team ain't gonna get him. I said it's somehow.
You did what I said.
I mean,
I
don't
said,
think
y'all
that made... the Cowboys can get him, but if they can, it's a no-brainer.
It is a way y'all could get him. If y'all talk to Miami and say, look, we'll give y'all our next three first-round picks, and y'all move up to four to take him, they dumb enough to let y'all do it.
Mm.
It's going to sicken my stomach that's probably what's going to happen. Because it's good for football to see him playing on the self-proclaimed America's team.
Hmm.
And they're dumb. They're a dumb organization, or they may even do it. I'm not doing it, but they probably going to do it. They're like, oh, we get three – oh, we'll just be bummy again this year. We got three picks next year. In the first round, thanks, Dallas. Or we'll just take y'all pick next year. Y'all going to have to give up a king's ransom to move up, or y'all not getting them? Bottom line.
Don't get them. I wouldn't move up to get them.
You wouldn't move up to get them?
I see if other people so and
much as you talk about Dak Prescott, you wouldn't move up to get this kid and all Dak Prescott and don't is throw in the middle of the field? You wouldn't move up to get them? Y'all in win now mode. Y'all ain't trying. Every year, Dallas Cowboys to the Super Bowl. Y'all in win now mode. Y'all ain't trying to wait 3 years.
But they, I mean, to be, they really need defense. But Kyle Pitts is a one of a kind. That's why.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I'm saying about
and
you
Kyle
and your Dallas
Pitts.
Cowboys. How many more weapons y'all want to put around Dak? Y'all goddamn everything. Y'all stout at every position on the offensive side. How many more weapons do y'all need?
I think going to get Kyle Pitts.
Y'all might as well get Barry Sanders out of retirement. Tired of that. I got a bunch of weapons.
I think that Detroit's going to get Kyle Pitts. You know, your man, he needs somebody to throw to.
Listen, Kyle Pitts is off the board at four. He's not going to be no more. He's not going no later than four.
I think Detroit get him.
Let me tell you something, man. This kid's so good.
I mean, your man, you know, group
this,
ball
this
needs
kid,
somebody
this kid's
so
good. Good. This kid is so good, he may mess the apple tree up and go top three. He may go before quarterback.
A lot of teams see quarterback.
I told y'all who y'all
quarterback.
Getting. Y'all got Josh C. Horn, okay? That's who y'all get. He's 6'1", 205. Steady kick covered.
Now we getting Sertan. We don't get Pitts. We definitely getting Sertan.
Sertan might still be there, but I doubt it.
We will get him. We don't get Pitts. We'll get him or J.C. Horn. We'll get one of those.
So here we go. All right, so.
We're going
it's
court.
Up to the you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? The bummy Bengals is going to pick some goofball and mess this whole thing up. And y'all might get certain things. I have no confidence in the Bengals picking the right pick, and I have no confidence in the Jets picking the right pick. Although I think
basketball.
No, we're still on our draft. Hold on, we're on our draft. But what's your thing on? Before we go ahead, you can go ahead. You can interrupt my draft. Go ahead. Basketball. Go ahead. What you got to say?
Oh, basketball. You know,
this product stinks right now. Basketball right now.
Kevin Durant is like Tony Romo of football.
Stop it.
he's just getting nick-whacked. I mean, he just can't. It's almost like I feel that he won't stay, won't last the whole season.
Listen, are you watching what's going on back?
They look like the daggone Nets look like the paramedics.
Charismatic. Are you watching what's going on in basketball? It's not just him, dog. It's every team in the league right now. It's just Jock. They are sitting there, players. This is why I said it ain't going to look good for the playoffs. The NBA is putting an inferior product out there. Everybody's resting, and these people are not really hurt. Okay? They're not really hurt. There's an inferior product going on. You mean to tell me Ben Simmons still sitting on the bench for something goofy? Ain't played 4 or 5 games for nothing?
I thought, you know, because they got that all-star team, they'll probably make more.
Listen, when the playoffs come around, watch how many teams are at full strength with no injuries. Just watch. You're going to see it. Right in front of your face, like, dang, he was right. Ain't nobody hurt now.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I'm not feeling the NBA right now for this inferior product they're putting out there. I'm not feeling them right now. It's inferior. And I don't like, it's like, I don't like it. Everybody's 3-point shoot, I don't like it.
So who's the top? Who's your top four teams in the
NBA right now? In the NBA right now? Believe it or not, you know who the number one team to me right now? Out of all everybody's playing, the number one who I've seen play with cohesiveness, and they scary if this dude can stay healthy. And people might not agree with it, but the Phoenix Suns. They ain't playing no games. And this boy Chris Paul, first ballot Hall of Famer, and he is serious business. He rocks. And they're a confident team. They scare him. So I'm going to go, forget the record. I'm going by what I see. My eyes telling me they're the best team in the league right now. Excuse me. Probably 2. At full strength, I would say the Sixers. Because if B's so dominant, and you seeing, I don't want to hear it now. Everybody that don't like Ben Simmons, where y'all at now? Why y'all ain't on my line badgering me about, oh, yeah, you was right? Ben Simmons make that team go. They was winning without Embiid, but they can't win without Ben. Wanna know why? He's 6'10", they can play D. That Curry act that he put on last week with the 49, had Ben been on him, it would have probably been half that. So, I give the Sixers a nod at 2. 3, Nets, Brooklyn. 4, at full strength, is still the Lakers.
You said the Lakers at number 4?
At 4, at full strength.
That's interesting. That's very interesting right there.
All
okay,
they
okay. Wait a minute. Sister Bessie wants to say something, y'all. And we'll let Sister Bessie go ahead and say, because she got something to say to us at this time. She's been part of this forum and trying to get these callers in. Caller, I see you out there. We'll bring you on right now. Go ahead, Sister Bessie.
Yes. I got a question for you brothers. In pro basketball, between 2015 and 2020, who are the lowest paid? Who are the lowest paid players? If y'all can't answer that now, I want to know next week, okay? I want to know.
No. Hold on, wait. What do you mean, Bessie? You talking about as men, women, or all around? What are you saying?
listen, when they were drafted for either one of these sports, I want to know who was the lowest paid between 2015 and 2020.
I mean, it's kind of a vague question you ask because there's a lot of variables that go
into really
pay scale.
No, it is.
And let me explain to you why. Because in football, Sister Bessie, you got these guys that are, okay, say I draft you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not make the active roster, which is a 53-man roster, okay?
Right.
So the 53 people on that team get a contract. Play.
Right.
Then you have players like, look, we like you. You don't make the 53-man roster, but we'll give you money to be on our practice team. I mean, you don't suit up for the game, but you play on the practice squad. You understand?
Oh, okay.
So, practice squad players, I happen to know because my cousin is a practice squad player. They make $80,000. They get $80,000 for the whole time they're on the practice squad. Mm. And it's normally the duration for the season. Okay?
Oh,
so,
okay. Yes.
Varies because they have – they give people, which is called a 10-day contract. After say 16-man roster, right? Got 16 people.
Right.
They made the team. They own the team. They may cut somebody, or somebody might get hurt. They get on injured reserve, and they'll pick somebody from the out of the like the farm league or whatever, or from another team, and they'll give them which is called a 10-day contract.
Oh, okay.
And it's crazy because a 10-day contract. You can get 3 10-day contracts and make $300,000 in the NBA, depending on team and how it works.
Oh, all right. Thank you. I like that. Okay. You were able to answer. I love it. Thank you so much. Now I understand.
No. We're going to let Sister Bessie off the hook. No. Bessie, who did you think? Since you do your research. Who do you think, you know, get paid the less between those years that you just mentioned upon us and on these dynasties?
But I never knew what Derek had told me. I always wondered that. That's why I wanted to ask the question, because when I look at the sports, they're always talking about the people that get the millions of dollars. But
right.
I never hear about the less amount of money that players get. I didn't understand that. That's why I asked the question.
Okay. Now I'm going to say this. You ready for this, Bessie? Hey, Coach, I'm going to pronosticate if you let me, if I will. Hey, Automatic Hazmat, you hearing this right now? You ready for this, Automatic Hazmat? Okay. The players that get paid the least, okay, are baseball players in AAA, AA, and single A. The average player before they make the major league. I'm gonna go to baseball. We talk. No, it's fine. But I'm gonna let you know what people, you know, situations, right?
Go ahead.
I'm going there, right? They're average. You ready for this, guys? It's really sad. They're only average, and they travel all. And of course, you know, they got their hotel rooms, and they go this and that, and they don't have to pay for food and all that. That's wonderful, right? You know, they only average $60,000 a year.
Wow.
That's baseball.
Mm. Wow.
So I just want to say that, you know, I'm out there because I played baseball. I was all state,
all
public. But is
that predicated if they draft? So let me ask you a question, though. So when
mm-hmm.
they get these
mm-hmm.
people, like, cause I'm, you may be enlightening me. So, for instance, say Kyler Murray would have took that baseball contract.
He was at our high echelon. He would have made in the millions. I'm talking about people who, okay, remember now, you're looking at the triple A's and the double A's and the single A's, right? You gotta have ball players on the field, right? And everybody is not high echelon like a John Elway who's gonna play baseball. You know, they're gonna be paid that good money. Look at Bo Jackson. And Bo Jackson was paid $2 million not to play football, and he went to Kansas City and showed out and got a $10 million contract in the 80s from Kansas City. We're not even talking about 2001, prices. That's Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a one of a kind. But you look at people like me, for instance, you know, playing, you know, in high school, you know, in California and Pennsylvania, was great in baseball, even though I went into the service and all that, right? I would have been paid at that time in 1988 only $30,000, which is equivalent right now to about maybe $67,000. Just being,
right,
you know, our body. And that's what it's all about, guys, you know. And I wanted to say, and Bessie, I was reading you right when you said that, because there's a lot of sports. Go to hockey. There's, you know, there's minor league hockey. And the hockey players get paid more than the baseball players. But when you get to the professional ranks, when you get to the major league, a bum could get paid. A bum is going to get $1 million.
What about soccer?
You know, well, okay. Hey, coach, you want to respond about that? You know, go ahead, coach. And now it's your turn.
Let me tell you something about soccer, Sister Bessie. We don't get into the football, but they're the highest paid athletes in the world. Okay?
Period. Mm.
Because they play and been used their whole 100,000 people on average.
Go ahead now.
And
okay,
it is. I mean, you think football, like regular football, big here? No. You go over there, all them countries got is that. I mean, these guys are revered like rock stars, the upper echelon players that play.
Presidents. Mm-hmm. Look at Ronaldo. Look at Ronaldo down there in Brazil, Sister Bessie. Go study that. Ronaldo, you know, the greatest, he's the second greatest Brazilian that ever lived. And we already know who's the greatest Brazilian. His name is Pele.
Pele.
Okay. How about
I kind of assume that soccer is worldwide. I know that
very
basketball
good,
and basketball
very good.
And football is represented, but soccer is so many nations that love soccer. So when you look around, you see more support in the soccer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say this right now for Sister Bessie and Automatic Charismatic. You know, you said something disrespectful to me 3 years ago. You know what I mean? Because we had a show with Carl Thomas. I'm going to bring Automatic Charismatic up right now. He was disrespectful. Okay? And I used to say it to Derek. But you were disrespectful, Automatic Charismatic. Because Automatic Charismatic knows I'm a Chelsea fan in the Premier League in England. Right? This is what Automatic Charismatic said to me. Well, they can't beat Manchester United. Okay, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. In 2019, who won the world title of the FIFA?
Who won the world title of where?
All around the world, the FIFA. FIFA. It was Chelsea, wasn't it?
FIFA?
It was Chelsea, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So you Manchester United hater, come at me like that. You know, Larry, I love you as my brother. He talked about Man U. He said, "Man up, Man U." Remember that, Larry? Remember you said that to me, you disrespectful person? Yeah, you did.
I can see if I said something about the Raiders, but I mean, wow.
You know what, I'm bringing on
the
call. Carla, you've been so patient.
I got to ask you a question. And this is a direct question I'll ask you. It's a direct question to you. What do you think about, what's Al Davis' son's name?
Mark Davis.
I'm asking a question. I want to know how you feel.
Uh-huh. Oh, I knew you talking about. When he said, I can breathe.
Yeah.
Right?
He said that?
Tell me what you make of that.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what he said. He saw, listen. He saw what Fenice Floyd said. We all can breathe now. And he said that in his tweet, that my interpretation was the Floyd family now can breathe. And that's why I put that up. And if anybody got a problem, they can email me. That's what he said, Larry. he's giving the Floyd family props, man. Come on, man.
Props.
Come on, man. That's why he didn't take it down. He said, I'm giving the Floyd family props. We can all breathe. Justice was done. We're the bad boys of football. You know everybody will come against the Raiders because of his father, right? Right? His father was one of the first people to promote black people.
I don't think Al was a racist.
He was never a racist, man. Come on now, Coach. Don't do that. Don't think nothing.
No. I mean, I'm saying I watched the Al Davis. I'm 30 for 30, man. Dang, I got some insight on him. I don't think he was a racist. He went up against the league, man. He was going to get people's elbows.
Don't have a problem with what the Raiders said. I got a problem with what Brett Favre running his mouth.
He's from Mississippi.
Right.
I have a problem with what he said.
Okay, what do you say, Mr. Automatic Cosmetic?
He is a hypocrite. You know?
He's a piece of crap for that.
Listen, Al Davis groomed his son to be great. The Raider organization, you know, we've had some hard times. We had not won since 83. Right?
I got young good hands.
The key is that Mark Davis believed in his dad.
Okay.
Right. His he believed in what his dad put down. By the way, Sister Bessie, Al Davis is a cancer, just like me. He believed in it's not about a black man and a white man. It's about a human being. That's what Al Davis said.
He hired
the first coach. Bessie, you there? Can you hear me, Bessie? Loud and clear. Hold on a second. Make sure Bessie's there. Bessie, can you? Okay. Al Davis, the principal owner of the Oakland, Los Angeles, Oakland Raiders, and now, you know, his legacy with Las Vegas, said that this black man should be hired for the first time in the modern era. He hired a person to put down his body and his soul for the team. His name was Art Shell, the first black coach of the modern era of professional football. How do you feel about that, Sister Bessie?
I like the story.
You know, Al was a person that believed, you know, he was a renegade. You know, he was a fly guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You talk about a person that had, you know, leather outfits made for him to stand on the sidelines. And when you see me come in the room, I wear Eric's cologne today because of Al Davis. It's a distinctive smell.
So is this the person Al Davis that was driving in his car and they tried to give him a ticket and he paid $1,000 for the ticket?
Because he hired a black coach, yes.
All right. Got it. Yep.
Did you hear that, Coach Gibson?
Did
you hear what she just said? How many people forgot about that?
I did.
Hey, Automatic Cosmetic, how many people forgot about that ticket that was given to him in Los Angeles because he hired Art Shell?
Okay.
$1,000.
I tell you, used to be offensive lineman for the Raiders.
Better believe it. Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He played for them. Arcel played for the Raiders back in the 70s.
When you are a Raider, Willie Brown was on that sideline. Now look at Charles Woodson coming back home, right? Right, Aaron Coach? He went to the Hall of Fame this year as a Raider. Because this is the organization, man. You know, the bad boys.
I think they need to rename the Heisman Trophy the Charles Woodson Award.
Yeah, because he was the only defensive player that ever won it.
Just the fact that he was just really the best college football player. Period. Remember, he ran down. He caught. He returned punts and he ran pass patterns.
The greatest college football player I've ever saw, and he doesn't get any props. So it's the best he learned something tonight. Write this down and go ahead and research this. Automatic Charismatic and Derek the Coach Gibson. There has never been a collegiate player that has galvanized football like Herschel Walker. And he never really got the props for that.
I remember that name.
Herschel Walker was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. The greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, Coach.
Better than Bo?
Yes. Better than Bo? Yes. Yes. Tripping. Yes. At the University of Georgia? Yes.
Better than Bo?
Yes. Bo was a greater professional. But college football, there was no one like Herschel Walker.
Better than Bo? Now, I ain't going to lie.
Did I just say Herschel Walker?
Yes,
Walker's better than Bo in college football. I don't believe
that. That's what I said. Yes.
Did Herschel Walker go to the Hall of Fame?
No, of course not.
He won't never make it.
No. You know what?
Shut up, Coach. You're hating ass.
You want to hear something interesting? You know,
what's that all about, Cass? I hate Coach.
Herschel Walker used to be my favorite player. Now he sold his true colors. I'm like,
What?
He used to be my favorite player. Not anymore.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Why are you going to bring that up? Why? You know what, Sister Bessie? Coach, I'm going to say this right now. I'm bringing on this caller that's been so patient. Coach, you are a hater because he married a white woman. Because he married a white woman. That's someone that he loved in college. And he's still married to this woman after 34 years.
He's just ought to stick in with him. He's been robbed him for every dollar he got.
That's a lie because Herschel Walker got money. There's never been a rob. Okay? They have four children. They all went to college. And those children, Sister Bethy, are black. Okay?
Procreate.
And they raise those kids right. Coach, you are horrible.
Don't make
you need to be ashamed of yourself right now.
You know I'm really starting to go get my bag procreate with the white women. You know I don't like it.
Oh my goodness.
Are you gonna deny the kids are black?
No, but procreating with them white women, making white people more rich than they are, I'm not feeling. All this sweat and tears.
But he loved the woman.
He probably found her. She's probably Alice at Mel's Diner.
You know what? Well, hold on a second. Bessie, this man is the most disrespectful host of sports on any network in the history. To say what you
said.
Well,
wait a minute. He's right to a point. Because
here we go. Yeah, okay, Renegade.
What's the golf player?
Tiger Woods. Picking up that whatever.
Tiger Woods is a good example.
And making her making her $200 million woman.
I'm gonna say this right now. I'm gonna automatic cast Maddie have my back on this one. Tiger Woods, his character, he was a person that was out there in those streets, married to this woman, and had over 40 women that he, had sexual relations with. So why wouldn't that a human being be like, damn, I'm home, I love you, why are you doing this to me? Herschel Walker never has done that.
Hold up. So you telling me she didn't know that he was fooling around all them many years?
She knew. He was lying to him up.
She knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you ready for this? Okay, that's good. However, she could have left at that time. You cannot put Herschel Walker with Tiger Woods. He's happy in his relationship. He's been a, they, both of them are strong together, and they raise their children.
Yeah,
Derek
right.
Gibson,
right.
You need to be ashamed
if
of yourself.
If they stay together,
I'll be ashamed of myself when I keep
they
seeing this place. Yo,
together.
This is a broken record, man. I'm tired of this broken record. All right?
You know what?
This record got
before.
A scratch on it.
Come on, all Americans, man. You have my back, man. There's a whole lot of light-skinned people out here, man. You know, that is her coach saying this bull crap tonight. And there are multiracial relationships out there. And I know how you and Bessie want to stand on that one. But the kids still part of the black race. Y'all need to
No, but I figured this, if they stayed together that long, that means that they're supposed to be together. But it's
Thank
difficult
you, Bessie.
For us in the community
Shut up, Coach.
To look at that in a way where we feel against it to a certain degree. But if they've been together for all those years, they are supposed to be together.
How you feel about that one, Coach, before we bring on the caller?
I don't have a problem with that. But I'm going to tell you straight up and down. That's an anomaly in this situation. You want to go ahead and go ahead? I could say three
but you, but
right
you, but
now.
You, but
around,
you tried. You,
I,
you, I said that Herschel Walker.
Well,
I said that Herschel Walker was the greatest collegiate. Hold on, automatic. All I said that, and here goes Derek Gibson with his shit. All I said, Bessie, was that Herschel Walker was the greatest collegiate athlete that played football. And he wanted to throw in his white wife. Derek, go to hell. All right, now we can bring on the next caller. Caller. I know Derek will get my ass. Caller, you on the line right now.
Call
on this forum.
Call.
Come on, caller, talk.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi. This is Antonio. I just wanted to say that, boy, I tell you, you all had me laughing, but, you know, in all sincerity, you know, really is something else. But in all sincerity, you know, just to capitalize off of a couple of things.
Go ahead.
Speaking of women's basketball to start with, which was a very good subject, Sister Bessie brought up, the reason why I believe that they may not be prospering the way they should is because whoever they allow to be in charge of the marketing aspect of the whole thing,
uh-huh.
women's basketball, they're not doing a good job.
Thank you, Tony.
I agree.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Oh, go ahead, please. You want to say something? Hey, Coach.
No, it's Tony's time. No, hell no.
Yeah,
go ahead, Antonio.
No, I was disagreeing with you. I didn't have any. I was disagreeing with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. Glad you all understand where I'm coming from that. Because, you know, let's just say I have relatable studies that I have done in the area of marketing. And, you know, you would think that they would fall on me. I played college basketball myself. I just, that's one thing you all, you know, didn't know, I'm sure. Believe me. No joke. Because I had three younger brothers who were raised up in my household. But at that time, you know, just like you said, Ngozi, that, you know, you weren't getting paid your worth back then. Not even Wilt Chamberlain compared to what I heard when Steph Curry, for example, came up. And that was disproportional about the amount that they paid him, which I'm not saying he's not worth it.
$212 million.
They paid him $100 million.
No, Tony. $212 million.
No. Yeah, okay,
that's
crazy.
That's
extremely disproportional, right? And I'm not saying he don't deserve it. I'm not going to be a hater, and because I had people to come.
No. Be a hater, Tony. This is the Huddle Sports Nation, Tony. Be a hater. Be Antonio Best. Say what you got to say, girl.
Okay, boy. Now let me tell you right now. You know, I say get yours, Steph Curry, whoever else, but. What is the politicking behind all of this that they could pay that young man damn 100 million and now 212 million, you say, and you know, per year. Look, I'm all for people getting this. But when people come to me and say, well, those ball players get paid all that money, I said, do you know why they get paid all that money? Because the owners and the CEOs and the GMs and whoever else, because they get paid most likely much more than these people get paid proportionately. And since you want to hate on the ball players, why don't you hate on the people who are higher ups, okay? I said, so
go ahead,
I don't want
Tony.
To touch that, you know. God,
I wish you would touch
said,
it.
So,
I wish you would touch it.
Okay.
You, I mean, you're
okay.
a nominee for the
okay.
Hall of Fame. Let it go, oh. Tony. Tell him.
That's right. Okay. Okay.
Tell him, Tony.
Back when I was balling a little bit, I will say that, look, as a woman, I knew I wasn't going to get paid nothing. You know, they probably think I should do it for free. You know, leave it up. But
you heard what
I
she said.
Come to conclusion, I'm not going to get out there and struggle and bust my butt on the daggone floor and get paid next to nothing forever and a day. Yes, I like the sport because, you know, my three brothers, I was forced to watch TV with them when we were limited as to how many TVs we had in the household. So
right.
It's fine and dandy. But to sit there and watch people get over time and time, even as the time progresses. And bad enough, they got things like, we got coaches and whoever else. I lied to you, not I had a woman, but she don't look like she's a person that's big on basketball. But she just said to me the other day, she said, I don't watch sports anymore. She said because she don't like the way they do so many dirty things that, you know, convince her that the best people are not the people who are playing. It's like a political thing. They let through who they want to, depending on who
it is.
I'm telling you right now, I said, well, guess what? I'm going to have to repeat this when I get an opportunity, and Coach's show is a perfect venue for this.
Go ahead, Coach. What you going to say to Tony?
Okay.
Huh? You know what she said?
I want to ask her. I want to laugh.
You hate. With your hating ass.
I wanted to elaborate on what you said. What would be, just give me a brief synopsis of what would be your marketing strategy to make women's basketball more friendly and you know, more profitable?
You're asking me what would I do to make it more? Listen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you,
like, well, how
I'm
would
tell
you...
you something right now. You asking me?
Great, Tony.
I am. I'm gonna give you the tip of the iceberg. You have to keep in mind,
girl.
Just like those GMs and those owners are getting their money, I'm not giving out my secrets as to how I will market them. And my major in college was relatable to what you can do in a line of marketing, and I'm not giving out nothing for free anymore because I've been gotten over and exploited. I mean, I want to see them get ahead, but somebody's going to have to pick me up in the form of an occupation. I don't care if it's just part-time, in order to make sure this thing works because everybody's earning money except for saps like me who don't get the financial kickback in order to even live like a human being should live. I'm not going to even tell you how substandard I am. And here I struggle all these years, not just to get through college to do it, but also to be exploited in a process and physically dealt with the wear and tear. I'm done with trying to do it all for free. The big dogs get everything. And I'm just thinking that I'm being sold a bill of goods on, why don't you just get up there and do this, that, and the other for free? And maybe they'll like you. Maybe your volunteerism would be something. And then meanwhile, time go by. I don't even have something that will help me with the relieve the physical pain off of my body for running back and forth on behalf of trying to
come on
them market something when they should be up there contacting me and said, I heard this is what you indulge in. Is there anything we can do? Can we bring you on as a part-time broadcaster? For the women, for the various sports,
I'm not the most astute person about women's sports, but I do know a little something. I'm not the most astute person to know about men's sports, but because I do have a close relative who indulges in it, I do know a little something. I had three younger brothers who I was raised with, and they were qualified basketball players. But
go ahead, Tony.
You know, I look back and I don't see them benefiting
all right.
anything. That's all. All
right, coach. Okay, coach. Go ahead, coach.
Okay, so
yeah, go ahead, coach, please.
Okay, I understand everything you're saying. It's the game ain't is to be sold, not told. I got that. But if we was mm-hmm. we're advocating for a solution to a problem, right? The problem is, why is it so much of a disparity in pay grade for women's sports in general, but we're pertaining to basketball? Now, Brother O said something that was just common sense. You put them in smaller venues.
That's
you
correct.
You get
mm-hmm.
better results.
That's correct. You know, it's crazy because what Tony said is true. Tony gives her heart and soul to everything that she does. That's why I love her so much. You know,
thank you.
She is a person that you need to listen to, a person that's been with me through the thick and the thin. And all those things are relative. And I thank Antonia tonight, you know what I mean, for what she's done. Miss Bax, call her that. And that's it. That's it. If you don't call her Miss Bat, don't talk to her at all.
Thank you.
Respectable. Very respectable.
All right. That's it. That's it. Now, let's go into this wonderful basketball situation. A automatic cast. Now you're going to go in there, right? Did the Sixers win tonight?
Okay. You said, so y'all going back to the basketball. I wanted to talk about Herschel Walker.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, if I can.
Watch your mouth, man.
You know what? Why I like Herschel Walker?
Why?
Because Dallas Cowboys made the blockbuster trade, got his ass out of Dallas. He went to Minnesota, and we won.
Let's not say Dallas Cowboys. Let's say Jimmy Johnson, first of all. But go ahead.
And Jerry Jones, man. He made
Jerry
he's the
Jones
owner, man.
Jerry Jones had a goddamn thing to do with it. He listened to what Jimmy said.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Go ahead, Automatic Charismatic. Because, you know, Dad Gibson's a Rams fan. Let me tell you.
Yes. So, you know, he went to Minnesota.
And
you know, we got Emmitt. Got Troy. Well, we already had Troy. Got Michael
people.
Irvin. He got the dynasty once he was gone. You know, so hey,
wait for this. Imagine how great of a player that Herschel Walker was.
Herschel Walker.
Accumulate those draft picks in 87, in 88.
That was called.
That lets you know that right when
Texas.
Okay. 87, he led the league in production, passing and receiving. All Dallas had, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, was Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker.
So he was a
that
big
day,
piece.
Right?
And that lets you know how great of a ball player he was to be traded for your dynasty. How about that, Automatic Charismatic? Can you speak on that?
I agree with you.
Herschel Walker.
I agree.
I said this 25 minutes ago. Hold on, coach. I said that he was the greatest collegiate athlete in football. What he did for Georgia?
As a rookie,
you know what I mean, as a freshman in 1980. They won the national championship, didn't they?
They did.
So, you know,
I ain't going to lie. Herschel Walker was one of my favorite players until somebody came to the league, you know, a little after him.
Bo Jackson. Listen, Bo Jackson to Auburn, I'm not knocking that. What he did was fantastic.
How about Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State?
Not
Herschel. Billy Sims.
Watch this here. I got him, Otto.
How about Charles?
His situation. Now, hold on. How about Tony Dorsett in 76 for the University of Pittsburgh?
All that.
Okay.
That's second
all time to me. To Herschel.
Stop it. You talking crazy. So you gonna just discredit Archie Griffin? You gonna discredit Archie Griffin? Two-time Heisman winner.
You ready for this? He had Woody Hayes and the white establishment, but he was a yesa boy. That's why he won twice.
I believe all that. But Archie Griffin was out there running around.
Was he ever Tony D?
No.
Okay, then. Case closed. Now, Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State. Yes. Now, let's go to number four. Ready for this? Automatic cast back because, you know, Coach is a hater from way back.
I'll say Billy Sims.
There you are. I love this man. Oh, he said it. He said it. I hate you.
Billy,
I hate you right now. Billy Sims, Oklahoma.
Billy Sims?
Oh, you heard what he said. You heard what he said. Did he stutter? Yes. Yes. Go back and look at the performances of Billy Sims at Oklahoma.
Over Eric Dickerson at SMU, knock it off.
No doubt. Okay, first of all, I'm on knock it right to you. If you would go there, let's go to Johnny Rogers, 1971-72, Oklahoma Sooners. I'm sorry. That's wrong. No, that's wrong. Nebraska Cornhuskers. Johnny Rogers.
Mike Rozier?
That's a great. Okay. First of all, Johnny Rogers, you brought up Charles
Woodson. Johnny Rogers. Right.
Johnny Rogers was the greatest all-around college player in history. Am I wrong?
Okay. All right. So are we going to put Lamar Jackson at five?
No.
We not?
No.
We not?
No.
You don't want Lamar Jackson. Do you know what Lamar Jackson record that I don't think never is going to be broken?
I got his ass.
Excuse me. Okay. Can I just say
that? Yes. That's right. Yes.
Two consecutive seasons, he threw for 4,000 yards for 1,500 plus yards.
And what did Louisville do in the bowl in the FCS?
We're talking about games.
We're talking about the whole week.
Theoretically, Lamar Jackson should have won the Heisman Trophy twice.
Uh-huh. But did he?
He didn't, but he should.
Okay.
So we're not going to give credit 4,000 yards as a passer, people say he can't throw, as a passer and a rusher, he ran for 1,500 yards in two consecutive seasons. We're not going to –
Okay, but he's not top five. He's not top five. Now I'm going to give you top five. Hey, Automatic Cashback, you listening to me real closely? Look who changed the game of college football. NFL James Simpson is number five, USC. Stop playing with me, Coach. What did he do? USC was outstanding. Huh? Okay. Everybody want to talk about the glove.
Okay. O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson changed the way people marketed black players. He had a contract with Chevrolet before he went to Buffalo.
Please tell me.
Let me say this again. He had. I'm a base. Such a best back on here. So he's such. No. O.J. Simpson, such a bestie. Can you hear me? Changed the game of college football.
Simpson's top five. All right, I got it. You got no argument.
I agree with that.
I'm putting Lamar Jackson at four.
You know what? Automatic charismatic. Do you hear this guy? He put him at number four over the people. He over Billy Sims. Okay, Coach. Okay, you're right.
I got him over Billy Sims.
Hey, so do you have over Jolly Rogers?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. So
I don't. I don't got him over Herschel neither. I don't got him over Herschel Walker. I don't.
Herschel's the best player. And
so
Herschel Walker, man.
Got Bo, is Bo in the top five? Bo in the top five, right?
He's seven.
Seven?
He's seven. Let me explain who's number six. Okay. First of all, let me explain who's number six. Automatic Charismatic and Sister Bessie, can you hear me loud and clear?
Hold by Eric Dickinson.
No,
Eric
listen to me. Sister Bessie and Automatic Charismatic, can you hear me clear?
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, I can hear you.
No. I said Sister Bessie and Automatic Charismatic, can you hear me clear?
Yes.
Number six is Warren Moon at Washington. Let's go there.
Roger Staubach at Navy.
Yes.
Over Joe Montana at Notre Dame.
Yes. Warren Moon. Yes. Look at the statistics. Oh my God, Coach! Come on, man.
All right. He was lighting it up. All right, he was lighting it up. All right, okay.
He was lighting it. He was lighting up. So, hey, Bessie, can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
Warren Moon, the black man, was lighting up so bad that they did not want him to include him into the NFL.
Yeah, he was definitely.
He had to go to Canada to play his ball. Am I right, Coach?
Let me tell you about Warren Moon.
He went to Eskimos, I believe.
Sister Bessie, if they combine Warren Moon's set with his CFL career and his NFL career, he shatters every record book that's known to man. Yards and touchdowns.
And the first black quarterback to be inducted into what?
The Hall of Fame.
How do you like that one, Sister Bessie?
I like it. I never
Look him up, Bessie. Look him up. You do research. Look up Warren Moon.
You got no argument.
Warren Moon,
though. I forgot how bad he was lighting it up. How about, okay. Do you got Steve McNair on the list?
No.
Did you have the chance to gander at Steve McNair that year?
I'm gonna give you something that's gonna blow your mind tonight, Coach. I'm tired of you as a hater upon this network that's called O&E. Automatic Charismatic and Sister Bessie. I'm going to come at his neck at this time. Are y'all ready? Automatic Charismatic. Are you ready, Sister Bessie? How about Ernie Davis at Syracuse? How about Ernie Davis at Syracuse?
Who?
Because you will go, you know, Ernie Davis at Syracuse. You heard what I said.
Not over Steve McNair.
Ernie Davis was the first black player to ever win the Heisman.
Not over Steve McNair.
Wow.
Okay. I'm through. I'm putting myself on mute. The rest of the show is with Coach.
Okay.
Wow.
We can go back to the draft. Can I finish my draft? If I may?
Yes.
Okay. So we left off at the next pick will be the Cleveland Browns. Looking at this board here.
Go ahead.
I got them picking a lineman to protect that bump.
Oh. you and this man, Automatic Charismatic, hates Baker Mayfield to a fault. How come that? Why is that, Automatic Charismatic? What's wrong with you?
I don't like that Baker Mayfield.
He's piped up.
Shit.
I mean,
shit.
You know what? Baker Mayfield is he's a game manager. He's not going to – he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not,
you just said it, Aris Mass Charismatic. He's a game manager,
and
I have no problem with that.
He got feet.
That's all he needs, a game manager.
He's a one-trick pony and a one-reader. He only can read two. He got two reads, and he's about to goof.
Let's bring on another caller. Caller, Huddle Sports Nation, the ONE. Hey.
Yes, hey, everyone, this is Ambassador Wardette, Mental Health L. Yeah, I'd like to talk going on about sports tonight. You know, Mom, okay. I mean to take a left field, but I was looking at some of the current draft picks for 2021. There's Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson.
Number one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so wait a minute,
Ambassador. First of all, you represent the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, y'all better get somebody to protect Ben Roethlisberger, or y'all gonna be done bun.
You know what? They do need some help. I haven't been keeping up on them all like that, but I'm upset right now because they don't have Connor anymore, and I wonder how that came about.
Wow. You know, Automatic charismatic. The Dallas Cowboys signed Connor as a backup to Ezekiel Elliott. How about that one, Mr. Automatic Charismatic? Why don't you talk to the Steelers fan about that?
That don't hold no weight. Zeke still top five.
Said the Dallas Cowboys is not going to sign Ezekiel Elliott.
No. Ezekiel Elliott is there. They signed Connor as his backup.
How do you go from being a starter to a backup?
No,
because he wasn't never that good.
No, I cannot agree with that.
Well, you did. What you did.
I like it too. That's a good pick for y'all. He ain't gonna start.
He's a backup to Ezekiel Elliott. Automatic charismatic. What's wrong with you, man? You sleep?
I'll be happy with that.
I like Tony Pollard.
No, he gone.
I ain't getting rid of Pollard.
I'm here.
He's a Viking now. He's a Viking.
I'm so baffled on the fact that.
No, I can't agree with that.
Like I said, I'm still baffled for the fact that he went from being a starter with the Steelers, and now he's on another team, and he's a backup now. That's what is surprising to me.
Hey, look, man, this is the NFL, man. You know what I'm saying? It's what have you done for me lately? He has not been doing anything.
Now, listen, I said this, Wajet, simply. I had the Pittsburgh Steelers picking Najee Harris for that spot, giving you that Le'Veon Bell feeling again.
You know what, O?
Mm-hmm.
You pick him. Hey, y'all might get Najee. Even though y'all need an offensive lineman, y'all need a running back now, too.
Hold on a second.
Sister Bessie wants to say something to us. Hey, Bessie, what you got to say to us tonight? And, we'll watch it on here.
Yes, I love you guys, and I love how y'all present this show. I just want to thank you for allowing me to come on here with my questions. And I want to say peace to y'all and great show. Love y'all.
Thank you.
All right, Bessie.
Bessie,
we love you, too.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Yeah, so Steelers right, fan.
Watch that.
I got y'all taking this kid, Tevin Jenkins, offensive lineman out of Oklahoma State.
Wow. That's big, Coach.
Hey, man.
I like that pick, Wajet, to protect the rapist.
I got protecting.
Hey, you know what? Hey, man, look, the offense going to need as much help as possible. And I tell you what, it's a like with draft picks and also with seasoned players on a team, and also trying to calculate their performance based on who they picked, who they already have. Oh, I see how it's a gamble. Oh, I see.
You know what, though? That was the best comment of the night. The young man said, even though, coach, did you hear that? It was a gamble nonetheless. Wow. Thank you, Watcher. Wow.
It is.
Wow.
So,
coach, any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, the thought is we all know the draft's a gamble. It is. It's a crapshoot. People don't understand the semantics of the landscape of football, because if you did, you would understand. People don't understand it. Everybody wondering why that draft when the Eagles went to get one and we went to get one at quarterback. Do y'all know who the Eagles had starting quarterback that year?
Sam Bradford.
Do you know who we had starting quarterback? Case Keenum. He just came off throwing 7 pick sixes.
You know what, though?
You had to make
it's in Gozy time. It's in Gozy time. We not going to take, you know. Listen, tomorrow night on these stations, we have Chinchilla Jonesia and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these stations over at Beverly Nation. And, of course, Damon Network is advertising to ONE, which is on a daily and Gozy in the Project, which, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozy at Pinterest, Google Plus. Ola Deli and Believe and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Deli, dot in Gozy with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli and Malay, when Gozy saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armfulness Radio that support us on a constant basis. Hey, knuckleheads, huddle up.
Huddle up. It was a great show tonight. Thank you for the open forum, and I'm glad you guys called in and participated. I was really ecstatic by the women callers. They were knowledgeable and informative. It was a great show tonight. Like I said, we getting into it Thursday. We're going to see where, who goes where, what, when, why, and how. I just want to end the show on the fact that there was a verdict this week that the justice system seemed to work in favor of what went on with the ruling on the police officer and need to do his time. This whole year been crazy because of that situation. I'm glad that it turned out that way. Because if it didn't, we probably had civil anarchy because we tired. And let's not get distracted by that. Let's get stronger as people and start loving one another so we don't have these unfortunate situations. And, you know, let's just keep cognitive and be very mindful that, you know, this stuff makes us have mental problems that need to be addressed. And we not sweep them under the rug. We need to address these situations. And I'm out.